Philip Aiken, welcome to The Oasis, the new classical FM. Great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
It's been an exciting few years for Obsidian. It just seems like there's always something amazing happening there, especially over the last couple seasons. You are getting ready to depart the company you founded. It must feel like a strange but somehow invigorating time for you right now.
Well, it is. It's, as I said to you earlier, it's time, and I think it's essential for our artistic directors to know when to leave. Part of the issue, I think, really, is that as long as I've been there as one of the founding members, I mean, there was a bunch of us, the organization kind of only grows to a certain level. Like, okay, I know everything in the company. Right. I know the history. I know how to do everything. And that means other people don't have to learn how to do it.
Right.
But for the company to grow and continue to be thriving, you need new blood and you need all parts of the organization to grow up. And so that's what I tell myself.
Well,
it's hard, right? It's hard.
It is hard, but the work has been so fantastic, and I know it's been so important to you. So congratulations
on
everything
you
did there, and I know you're still there for a while. But I should also say congratulations. Your direction of Next to Normal with the musical stage company in Mirvish was over at the CAA Theater earlier this year. Just a big winner at the Doors.
Thank you.
So
yeah.
Congrats again.
Thanks.
And taking on this very specific project there, and now another one, Art. I love this play. I've seen it a couple times. Do you love it?
Well, that's a really difficult question.
Sure.
Because I don't look at plays really. I mean, there are a few plays that I go, yes, I love. But the majority of plays, I think of, can I find a path through it?
Right.
Can I find a way to get through it? And I kind of think that my work is better on those plays because you have to totally bring everything you are to make it work.
I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was funny, just today, my assistant director said how Yasmina Reza was getting an award. She's a playwright. Was getting an award, and she said, it's strange because I thought I was writing a tragedy. And everybody thinks of it as a comedy.
So they do.
So I
laugh through it.
Right?
Yeah.
So when I read it, I was like, man, this is a sad play. And then everybody was like, oh, I can't wait to see it. I was like, I'm missing something here. So
I remember talking to Steve Martin even about some of his movies, though. And that was what made, you know, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles such a great movie, right?
Yeah.
It is very sad. And there is something really sad about that. And so that marriage of comedy and a sad relationship can be a really beautiful thing and a profound thing.
Well, and I think that's when the humor becomes real and true as opposed to being just stuck on top, right? It would be really easy to make this play kind of like schmaltzy and go for the yucks. But it isn't that. There's a real basis of these three guys who have this relationship. And I love to go into the deep side first, because I also know I have three actors who can put the comedy on top later.
Right. So we can get to all that icing later. And such a simple premise. It's a piece of art, and it's now three people reacting to it. But that's sort of its genius.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've got a lot of art in my house, and I've got lots of figurative stuff. I've got landscapes. I've got some abstracts.
Sure.
But everybody who comes into the house, they'll find themselves tuning into one or, you know, other paintings, but not necessarily my favorite one.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And I love that about art is that there's an engagement. It's personal. I know that one of the things that I learned that I think really helped me, people used to say, well, go to art galleries, go to the museum. And I remember reading one time they said, no, you go to the museum to go and look at one painting. And you sit with that painting for half an hour.
Yeah.
And then you leave the museum.
I see people doing that, and I'm always struck by it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you find and discover and how your body reacts to that, right?
It's fascinating. I've talked to art dealers who do literally the opposite. They run through the museum and wait for that one thing to catch them.
Yeah, all right. Well, they're looking for something to sell, right?
That's true. It is so personal to the characters, and I think we're touching on it here with our own personal experiences. We're learning about what makes them tick as they agonize over this painting. I mean, what do we learn about ourselves when we watch this play?
Wow.
It can be very personal to us, too.
I think so. I have a... I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I do have an idea to kind of engage with the audience even before the show. So when people come out to see the play, they'll understand what I mean. But I want the engagement to be more than just the painting in the play.
Right.
These are three guys who, three friends. We just finished, I just finished a run through, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes ago before I got here.
And I said, fresh.
Yeah, it's really fresh.
Yeah.
And I said to the guys, I said, what was great is that on top of the great work we discovered yesterday, today I saw how you were friends. So it's about men being friends with other men and how what we say and don't say finally comes to the fore.
Yeah, and how we're able to articulate and
yeah.
how we're able to communicate. It's fascinating, Philip Aiken. You always bring something to everything you do, and you continue to do this big work, and you'll continue to do it with Obsidian and now with Soul Pepper. And I just, I'm so thrilled, and thank you for being here.
My pleasure. I look forward to what you think of the show after you see it.
I can't wait. Art, the Tony and Laurence Olivier Award winner. It starts at Soul Pepper on August 9th. It runs through September 11th. Soulpepper.ca for info and tickets. And I thought we'd play Pictures at an Exhibition, the Mazorgsky piece. What do you think?
I think that's great. Thank you.
Here with the New Classical FM.